And what do these compromisers and heretics do? Instead of producing good fruit, they just choke someone else's. You know, there's a lot of people that are quote unquote new IFB these days, but I notice a lot of them are compromisers. And you say, which ones? Well, I don't know. They change every week. But you know what I notice about these compromisers? You know what I know about these people that get so offended at calling out somebody who preaches repent of your sins? They don't have any fruit of their own. They're just choking the fruit that was given to them. They have all this fruit from somebody like Pastor Anderson or Pastor Jimenez that are coming into their church that are doing a lot of great works, but they haven't produced any fruit. All they're doing is just choking all the fruit that's in that church by being a compromiser. And why, of all the people to defend on this planet today, why am I going to go fall backwards defending people that are preaching a false gospel? Preaching a works-based salvation. That doesn't even make any sense. Isn't the most important thing getting people saved? Don't we go out and preach the gospel just day after day, week after week, just every... We have so many times all the time where we're going out and trying to make it clear. And who are we fighting against? We're fighting against all the preachers that have been lying to these people and telling them the exact opposite. How could I then say that this guy's my friend when he's literally producing people that I'm going to have to go out and reteach the gospel to? He's not my friend. If you're against me, you're not with me. You're either on my team or you're not. Hey, I don't remember in the Bible where Moses drew a line in the sand and said, well, some people are standing on the wrong side, but that's not where they really want to stand. They didn't mean to stand over there. No, it's like get on the right side or die. Well, that's mean. Look, he's killing the heretics. I haven't killed a single heretic yet. Okay? Start calling me mean when I start killing heretics, okay? Well, you preached against them. Oh no. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words hurt way worse. Yeah, but good people leave my church whenever you preach against me. Great. Isn't that wonderful? All the heretics stay with you, and all the good people leave. Look, we should never stop calling people out for this. And look, if my church member calls somebody out for that, I'm not going to be like, why are you attacking great men of God for calling out this guy believing a wrong gospel, for believing a false gospel? And like, well, whose job is it? Is that your job? Well, you know, the Apostle Paul didn't cease to warn night and day. And guess what? He wasn't a pastor. Well, you're not a pastor. You don't get to do it. Should I have said that to Paul? Acts chapter 20. He's like, I cease not to warn night and day. Well, you're not a pastor, Paul, so you don't get to do it. You don't get to warn about anybody. Look, I hope you warn everybody about every false prophet that ever exists. And even if they're saved and mixed up, warn about them. Why would I want to hang out with somebody that's saved and mixed up either? We're supposed to be separated from the world. We're supposed to be different. We're independent. 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 I'm independent of any work salvation, of any false gospel. Don't ask me to compromise. Don't expect me to compromise. And if you want me to be friends with any of these compromisers, just leave now before you get your feelings hurt, all right?